This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, this is our tshuva for not doing anything on Yud Tes. We didn't see anything off the blot on Yud Tes. So the Gemara that we spoke out tonight, that we started with tonight, is what's the reason of the Rabbanan? Why the Rabbanan hold that by Yibem V'achar Kach Noilad, that you cannot do Yibum, and it's a problem of Eishes Achav Shabbai Lamai. L'chayra Reb Shimon has a good svara. When he was born, and the Rabbanan say, well, we have a Gzeres HaKosav, L'kachaloi L'isha V'yibma, she still has on her the baggage from Eishes Ruvain. So I just want you to see how Rabbi Chanan phrases this. The time of the Chachomim de Pligi, the rationale of the rabbis that they argue, Mavuar Sham. This is Rabbi Chanan, Kovetz Ha'aretz, Siman Dalet, Ois Tezayin. The Parach, my time, the Rabbi, Namashani, Amar Krov, V'yivma, Adayin Yivim, Rasham Allah. V'haynu. The Goli Krov, the Pasuk reveals, De la'oilam hava le'inyin zeh, noilad v'acha kach yivim. Regarding this, it's like you were born, and then he did Yibam. What does that mean? Umuchach. The fundamental svara of Rab Shimon that by Yivim and afterwards Levi is born, you should be mutter. Like Pligi Rabbanon. Because technically, Shimon, when Shimon does Yibim to Eishes Ruvain, the fact that she was Eishes Ruvain is paka. The only thing is, the Rabbanon say there is no case of Noilad, of Yibim v'achakach Noilad. There is no case of Yibim v'achakach Noilav. Because it's always considered like you were born and then came the Yibim. Why? Because this woman is always considered the Yivama of Ruvain. A woman who fell from Ruvain. So it's like I was born and whatever you did was afterwards. V'achakach Yibim Gzeres HaKosav. And if someone was born and then Shimon did Yibim, so everyone regishes asim, and they should sha'achas. In heter. In other words, Rabbi Chanan learns that the gzeres hakosav of the of lekach alay leisha, the yibma is that she's always considered Eishes Ruvain. So whatever Shimon did is considered not to have happened yet. See, I would have said the alumdus is Shimon marries her, but the Isser of Eishesach from Reuven is always looming. The words he says are, it's not considered Yibem v'achakach Noilad, but instead it's Noilad v'achakach Yibem. Because Lemaisa, when Levi is born, there is a looming Eishes Ach from Eishes Ruvain. I'll let you think about what Rabbi Chanan is saying. But this was just whet your appetite a little bit. Okay, Bezus Hashem, we will continue Thursday night, 9:15, Bezus Hashem. Good? Okay. Thank you, everyone. Agut Yar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.